Have you been procrastinating on getting started on your weight loss journey? Or maybe you start and stop. Start on a Monday, you stop on a Tuesday, and you say, I'm going to start again, but you wait until the following Monday to do it again. If this is you, then I really think that this is the episode that you need to hear, because this is where it all begins. It is a term called self-sabotage, and there's a lot of women who don't think they're doing it, but are. So stay tuned with me so we can dive into this and I can give you the real reasons why you're self-sabotaging and the golden nugget of how to change it starting today. And if one of those reasons is you're not sure what plan to follow, then I suggest that you grab my Christian Women's 5-Day Detox. You're not starving in this. You are going to eat, but it's a great plan to follow of wholesome foods God designed for you. And while you're on this 5-day detox, you are strengthening your relationship with the Lord. So not only will you be losing weight, you will be strengthening your relationship with Jesus. And that is the key to keeping it off. So I highly suggest you grab that today. The link for that is in the show notes. Hey, woman of God. Are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and He made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to Him, along with a body that will be transformed for His glory. Let's dive in. This is a hot topic for sure. Can you relate to what I said in the beginning about starting and stopping or procrastination? You know, maybe you're that person that says, I need to lose weight. I'm going to start Monday. Monday comes, you're good to go. In the morning, you do great. In the afternoon, you do great. In the evening, you do great. And by the evening, later in the evening, you just sit down and binge eat on that favorite ice cream because you saw your husband sitting there eating his favorite and you're like, whatever, I'll start again tomorrow. But tomorrow's Tuesday and you're like, that won't work. So I'll start again next Monday. And you just procrastinate and say, well, it doesn't seem to work, so forget it. And then you let months go by and then you get sick and tired of it and then you start again. Can I just say that this is not your fault, and this is something I want to go into today, that this is actually called self-sabotage. And when I bring this up to some of my clients, my new clients, they'll say, I don't self-sabotage. And it's because they just don't understand the definition of it. But we do, especially on a weight loss journey, we're self-sabotaging. And it's not your fault. I'm going to go into this today a little bit more of why this happens and what's really going on here so that you have a deeper understanding and then you can change it from the root level. But I just started working with a beautiful woman who needs to lose about 30, 40 pounds. And one of the things she said is, you know, I've been on so many different diets and I fail. So she's pointing the finger at her, saying there's something wrong with me because I'm not getting this right. But guess what? It's not her. And guess what? It's not you. It's just that nobody's taught you some of the foundations of why you're failing at this. Or should I say, because nobody really fails, right? Everything is a learning lesson, but you feel like you're failing. So let's just dive into this. That's my favorite word, as you've noticed, dive. You might have heard self-sabotage. Maybe you haven't. It's a pretty harsh term. That's probably why women say to me, I'm not self-sabotaging. But sadly, self-sabotage is something that we do to ourselves way too often. And you need to understand that it's something that you can improve, especially with what I'm going to share with you today. Self-sabotage is basically when you act against your own best interest, hurting your mental health, hurting your physical health, emotional health, and blocking your goal. So now, can you raise your hand with that when I say that in that way, when I give you the terminology there? Can you raise your hand to that? Let me just give you a couple examples, okay? Here's an example. You're binge watching your favorite Netflix when you really struggle with time management and finding time to get your workout in. That's a form of self-sabotage, okay? Another one could be you're overcommitting to others and you're neglecting your own needs, right? So you say to everybody after church on Sunday, oh yeah, I'm going to hang out with you and then I'm going to come over and hang out with you. And meanwhile, you need to get home and meal prep so that you're prepared for the week in giving yourself good foods, because you know that if you're not prepared, you turn to, you know, last minute things in the vending machine at work. These are just some examples, anyway, of self-sabotage. It shows up looking differently for each of us, right? Some of the examples of how this self-destruction or the self-destructive pattern of self-sabotage shows up, it can look like this: procrastination, negative self-talk, substance abuse, and I'm going to put sugar and food in there, engaging in harmful relationships, maybe relationships that just suck the life out of you, that are not, they don't have clear, healthy boundaries, disorganization, perfectionism, indecisiveness, low self-esteem, and imposter syndrome. I just want to tell you that I have probably had all of these. Sometimes I had more than one at certain points of my life, and these were certainly in my BC days. That's before Christ. I have to tell you, 23 years ago now, if not a little more, is when I started getting into health and fitness. I started teaching group fitness classes and started selling gym memberships, started becoming a personal trainer. I had imposter syndrome. I remember sitting across from women at the table at the gym I was working at and thinking, I don't know how I'm doing this. Like, I don't know, who am I to be sitting here? I just felt like a fake. It's just so crazy. Yeah, I had the knowledge. I went to school. I studied. I knew how to get them results. I got them results. And yet I still sat there feeling like an imposter. So that's just an example for me of how it showed up in my life, again, before I was radically saved. And I had recently, actually, the Lord showed me, I was in a group class, and maybe some of those beautiful women will be listening to this, but you know my story. This is just recently. The Lord has basically continuing to clear me out, clear my soul out, all those parts of me that have been self-sabotaging for a long time. But one of them was perfectionism. And I have to say that I was in this amazing, powerful, anointed group of people, and the conversation came up. And so they started praying over me. And they started praying for that spirit of perfectionism to leave and for me to see myself the way God sees me. And do you know, the power of God fell. I felt something move that day, but I didn't have words to it. And that was a Friday. And on Monday, what's that, 3 days later? Saturday, Sunday, Monday? Yeah, 3 days later. I know this is going to sound so silly to some of you, but this is the truth for me. No joke, okay? My whole life, this might be TMI, I don't know, but my whole life, I was super anal about matching clothes, okay? My clothes matching, like my underwear had to match my outfit, had to match the bra. It's annoying, to be honest with you, but I was like, I can't get dressed unless everything matches. My pants had to be perfectly matched with this. And if it didn't, I would just wear black on top. And it would, to the point, drive me crazy, but I was like, I don't know why. I just thought it was just who I was. But when they prayed over me and that spirit of perfectionism was broken through the power of the Holy Spirit, Monday morning, no joke, I woke up and I hadn't done all my laundry that weekend. So I had just to pull stuff from my drawer and I pulled out an outfit that I would never have put together. And it didn't look atrocious, but it wouldn't have been what I had picked. It wouldn't be perfect. You see what I'm saying? So the Lord set me free just recently from perfectionism because he's doing a thing in me. He's doing a work in me and he's going to be doing a work in you also, which is why the Holy Spirit said, it's time to talk about self-sabotage. Because this is such a big topic, I actually studied out self-sabotage for a while in a course and there's so much here that I just wouldn't have time to give you everything today. But what I'll do is follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. And as he continues to say, okay, release some more, I will. But today, this is what he's called me to highlight. So I want to give you a little understanding. First of all, God fearfully and wonderfully made us. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. Matter of fact, that is in Psalm 139:14. It says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. So your body is fearfully and wonderfully made by God. He doesn't mess up. Okay? He made us in the image and likeness of him. And your mind has also been created by God, right? Your brain, the way your brain is. So there is a conscious mind that you have and I have, and then there's a subconscious mind that you have and I have. So I want you to think of the subconscious mind is like being in the basement of your home, but it's the computer software that's running the whole system. So the subconscious mind is obviously not conscious. We are not really aware of it at all. And the conscious mind, right, is we're aware of what we're thinking and what we're saying in the moment. This is what you need to understand. The subconscious mind starts out in utero and it is really soaking everything up, like recording and scanning within the first 2 years of life. The subconscious mind can handle about, and I want you to think about computer software, right? So the subconscious mind can handle between 11 million to 80 million pieces of gigabytes of information per second. That's a lot. The conscious mind, now we're going to focus on that really quickly. The conscious mind can handle approximately 140 pieces of gigabytes of information per second. Listen, 140 versus what did I say? 11 million to 80 million. Well, that's a big difference, isn't it? Totally. So that means it's really important for us to look at the subconscious. Now, the subconscious is not like your conscious mind. Basically, again, it's the background, it's the underground software that is constantly moving and grooving and speaking without you even know it. It's in the basement. So I like to say to my clients who work with me privately, think about it as this. When you wake up in the morning, your eyes open, your feet hit the ground, and it's like the subconscious prints out this piece of paper that comes through the floor from the basement, from the software, and you pick it up and you're like, okay, yep, today I'm going to overeat. Yes, today I'm going to feel like a victim. I'm going to feel like a martyr. Yep, today I am certainly going to make sure that I feel irritated with my boss. And these are not conscious things. I mean, I just said those things and you're like, I don't want to do any of that. Of course you don't. I don't either. But the subconscious has been programmed for eons, certain things, so you're not even thinking about it. You literally pull the paper from the ground. I don't know why I'm saying it like that, just to give you a visual. From the floor, because it printed out your paperwork for the morning, for the day. You pull it. You don't even look at it. You just stick it in your pocket. You go about your day and then wonder, why am I doing this? Your subconscious mind controls 95 to 99% of your behavior. That's a lot, okay? This is why this is a big, big, meaty topic. You and I learn 50% of our behavior before we're the age of five. And it's the subconscious that formulates the vast majority of these ideas, beliefs, behaviors, speech patterns. The subconscious is designed as a survival-seeking system in childhood. That we're going to get into some good stuff here, okay? The subconscious mind is heavily invested and interested in group acceptance. It's interested in norms, tribal affiliation. So when you read the Old Testament, what did God do? He brought the Israelites out of Egypt, right? He set them apart, brought them out of Egypt. They each had their own tribe. So this is within us. Do you see how this is built to be in our tribe? And you have to remember, or know, should I say, because you're learning this today, that the subconscious is very easily baited by any behavior which receives social recognition, tribal approval, or positive reinforcement. So again, I'm highlighting the tribal approval. You see how God created us to be in tribes. So the subconscious mind's like, okay, I got to be in my tribe. What does my tribe do? In Leviticus 18:3, it says this, "You must not do as they do in Egypt, where you used to live. And you must not do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you. Do not follow their practices." That's the Lord our God speaking to the Israelites. Do not follow their practices. So he knows. You know why he knows? Because he created our body. He created your brain. He knew exactly what was going to happen because he's like, well, you know what? You have a conscious mind and you have a subconscious mind. But I'm going to tell you this. Do not follow their practices. The subconscious, basically its ability is to fit in, to blend, to people please, to mimic the behavior of others. And it's basically for one reason only, to stay alive, to stay safe. Okay, so think of it like this. If you went out of your tribe back then, you would probably die. So there's this built-in piece of our mind, of our brain that says, don't go out of the tribe. You're going to die. And so the subconscious is really there to keep you safe. It's like, no, 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 no. Stay here, honey. Stay here. And so if your mom, you grew up in the tribe of a mom that spoke negatively about her body, overate when she felt depressed or stressed out, turned to sugar instead of God, guess what tribe you grew up in? The tribe that overeats turns to sugar, not to God, and talks bad about themselves. You see where I'm going with this? So you know consciously, that's not good behavior. I don't want to be like that. But the subconscious mind has been scanning that information since you were a little girl, since you were actually in her womb. Because your subconscious wanted you to stay alive, stay safe, this is exactly what it's been trained to do for you also. You see, it has a copying function, and it's perfect because it's why we exist and survive as human beings. Can we look at Romans 12:2 here? Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So you see, even in Romans 12, don't copy the behavior and customs. You know why? Because God knows we're going to copy. But you know what the good thing is because he built that in us and we are made new, born again in Christ Jesus, we want to copy our new tribe, the tribe of Judah. The tribe of Jesus. You see what I'm saying? But you just haven't given that subconscious enough information to let it know, hey, guess what? I'm not in the tribe of my mama that I was born to anymore. I am now in the tribe of Christ under a new blood. So guess what? You no longer do than what other people are doing. You no longer want to drink coffee because everybody's drinking coffee and everything you watch on TV has coffee and every corner has a coffee shop. You no longer want to drink alcohol because that's what they say you do as a woman who feels stressed out at the end of the day. You no longer want to go eat sugar at parties because it's there and that's what everybody else is doing. No, you want to seek God. And you then what happens is you're seeking God because you're in a new tribe. You're changing internally. And guess what happens? Organically, your outside exterior changes. You begin to lose weight and then say, wow, how did that happen? Well, because you made different changes because you're in a new tribe. You're in a tribe that says honor your body because I paid a big price for it. Jesus paid a big price for that body of yours. And when you're in that tribe and your subconscious mind knows you're in that tribe, you are going to make different decisions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, right? Whoa, I feel the Holy Spirit right now. So with that being said, you're in the new tribe, right? The Lion of Judah tribe. In Galatians 3:28, it says this, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. You are all one in Christ Jesus. So you are in a new tribe. You do not have to do what your Aunt Sarah did. You do not have to do what your Aunt Clara did. You do not have to do what your mama did. You can do what Jesus did. What Jesus taught you, because the bloodline of Jesus is now yours as a Christian woman. This is how weight loss is different for you. This is how you overcome self-sabotage, because you remember who you are and whose you are in Christ. And then these self-sabotage moments begin to shift, and then you don't even have to think about it anymore because the subconscious then is changing. You see, when the subconscious realizes you're in a new tribe, it then wants to keep you in that tribe. Remember, it wants to keep you safe. It wants to keep you in a place where you belong. So then you organically start making different decisions, and it doesn't feel hard anymore. It feels easier because your subconscious is supporting this decision. It knows you're in the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Christ, and in that tribe, this is how they act. This is what they do. This is how they honor their temple. Do you see where I'm going with this? Yes, 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 yes. I praise Jesus for this word right now. I really do. So, really, right now, biggest thing for you is you need to get your subconscious to understand that it is in a new tribe now. It is not in that old tribe of childhood anymore. It's in the new tribe. And I like to say the tribe of Judah because that's the line that Jesus came from. And that's where my head needs to go when I said, okay, subconscious, we're in a new tribe. We're in the tribe of Judah. We're in the tribe of Jesus Christ. And how do you do this? How do you get started? You're thinking, okay, this sounds good, Andrea. What do I do? This is what you need to do. Your subconscious mind needs pictures, it needs symbols, and it needs to see it often. So then it says, oh, I see, you're in the tribe. So number one, it needs the Word of God all the time, saturating it. And I want to give you 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces of scripture right now to help your subconscious mind remember that it is in a different tribe. So this is something I do with the women that are working with me in my 12-week Trinity Transformation Program. And this is what I want to share with you. You're going to take this scripture, and what I would love for you to do, this is what I do for them in my 12-week program, and you're going to put this scripture to an image. Maybe it's a beautiful image of a woman praying as the sun is setting. Maybe it's a beautiful image of a woman walking on a beach. But you're going to take the scripture and you're going to put it with the image, because the subconscious mind will then see the image and automatically remember the scripture. Remember, the subconscious mind doesn't really, the images come up higher in the subconscious mind than words do. But when you put the words to the image, boy, oh boy, does that change that subconscious programming. Okay, first one, that I want you to use. 1 Timothy 4:8. And I said, I want you to use, listen, if you're getting other ones that the Holy Spirit's downloading to you, follow that. These are just some starting points for you. 1 Timothy 4:8, it says, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. So this is, you know, when you need some physical exercise, when you need motivation, this is one I turn to. Another one, Proverbs 31:17. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. Also, for me, helps me get motivated. I need to work out. Let's go. No more scrolling on Instagram. Okay, third one is for me around eating. Proverbs 25:27. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it glorious to seek one's own glory. I find that so powerful for me because it reminds me, you know what? I don't need that much sugar. I don't need that much sweetness. And it's not about my way. It's about God's way. All right, fourth one. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. If you followed me for a while, I use this verse a lot. It's so, so powerful and so true. It says this, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Your body is God's temple. That's where the Holy Spirit resides. It is holy. It is yours to steward over. I want you to start implementing today. The change in your subconscious mind doesn't come from different works and trying to do different things. It comes from sending a different signal, a different program into the subconscious mind that is truth. That is saying, hey, subconscious mind, I'm in a new tribe. And in my tribe, I get up early. And in my tribe, I read the word every day. And in my tribe, I exercise 4 days a week. And in my tribe, I eat lots of fruits and vegetables throughout my day because my body is God's vessel. You see what I'm saying? So take these scriptures or take ones that really, that the Holy Spirit has given you and put them on something, you know, like I said, an image so that you can see these throughout your day, you know, whether they're maybe in your office or in your bathroom or in your bedroom, but put them up so you can see them because the subconscious mind is always scanning. Remember I said 11 million to 80 billion bits per second. It's always scanning. It never, ever stops. So you want it to scan these pieces of truth to let it know I'm in a new tribe, a tribe that exercises, a tribe that eats well, a tribe that puts God first, a tribe that maybe makes her bed. I don't know. But these are new ways, okay? A tribe that knows who she is, a tribe that doesn't speak bad about herself, that doesn't beat herself up, that knows that she's going to trip up because she's human, but she is loved by God and forgiven every day by him. This is the tribe you want to be in. This is the tribe the subconscious needs to know that it has now been adopted into. Okay? This is the one way you want to start. Again, this is a big topic. There's so many parts to it that unfortunately I just don't have the time to go into, but I want you to start with this. This is exactly how I start with women that are working with me in my 12-week program and just give it all to you. But you want to do this, create your own, make it happen. Let the subconscious know you're in a different tribe. Okay? Awesome. Let's pray before we end. Lord Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you so much for this amazing brain that you have created. You created a conscious mind and you created this subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is to keep us safe. And it is to keep us in the tribe of Judah, the heavenly tribe of you, Jesus. So today, Lord, I surrender everything that I've ever thought of, that I thought I needed to continue to do or say or speak because that is what I learned as a child. I surrender it all to you, Jesus. Only you can change my subconscious mind. Only you, Jesus, can change me from the inside out. And this is where it needs to start. So I surrender, Lord, right now. I surrender it all to you. I can't do it anymore. I don't want to. I'm burnt out, Jesus, on this weight loss journey. I surrender it to you, Lord. I surrender my eating. I surrender my exercise. I surrender the way I've been talking to myself. Lord, I repent. I repent of these ways, these wicked ways that have been, you know, basically keeping me in sin, keeping me separate from you, Jesus. I want to be closer to you, Lord. So I surrender and I repent right now. I repent for beating myself up. I repent for saying that I belong to my family's tribe when really I belong to yours. I've been made new, Jesus. And I received that today like never before. You made me new, Lord. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. Lord, change me. Change the subconscious programming in me. And as I seek your face, and as I read your word, and as I put these new images up in my environment, Lord, that you change the subconscious programming from this day forward. Lord, I just surrender it to you. I can't do it anymore. My strength relies on you. I rest in you, Jesus. Thank you for being my comforter, Holy Spirit. Touch me, change me. Like never before. I thank you so much, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I just pray that you touch the woman on the other end of this right now, listening. Touch her, Lord. Touch her. Change her. Change her mind. You say you give us a sound mind. So give it to her now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe. Then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.